We'll go ahead and convene today's hearing.
Senators Mitchell.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Anderson. Bell.
Here.
Placer. Jackson. McGuire. Monning. Morlock. Pan.
Here.
Portantino.
Here.
Roth.
Here.
Skinner.
Here.
Stern.
Here.
Stone. Wieckowski.
Here.
Wilk. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. The secretary notes the presence of a quorum. Good morning. We'll call to order today's Budget and Fiscal Review Committee. Let me begin by saying we are pulling AB 1823 from today's agenda. Again, we are pulling AB 1823. As a result, we will hear three bills, a budget bill junior and two trailers that are part of that 2018 budget package. We'll likely set another full budget hearing within the next couple of days to hear additional trailer bills. The intention is to take the bills heard this morning up on the Senate floor this afternoon. The most significant parts of today's package are the inclusion of the budget year's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, or cap and trade, spending plan, and the allocation of Prop 56 resources. We've also amended the No Place Like Home trailer bill, which was held over from the committee's hearing last week. Again, as always, we'd like to thank Ms. Costa for participating today, and let's get started with our first bill, colleagues, AB 1815. Ms. Costa. Oh, excuse me, Senator Nielsen, you have a
question. Now, are these bills in the form before us today a product of the negotiation between the Democratic leadership and the governor? Is that how they got here?
I would say that they are a part of the three-way negotiation most trailer bills that we've heard to at this point the language has been developed between negotiations between the administration, the assembly, and Senate leadership.
If I may, Madam Chair,
yes,
Amy Costa, Department of Finance, with the exception of the last bill, AB 1827, the amendments before the committee will be the amendments that were discussed at the last committee hearing regarding the vote threshold for No Place Like Home.
And those amendments have been in print. Well, have the bills been in print 72 hours? That's the question. The bills before us today, have they been in print 72 hours?
Mr. Nielsen, 1827 was amended in Senate on June 20th.
Okay.
Let's see, sir. I'll just go through and look at all of the bills that are in my binder. 1815, the one we're about to take up, was in print on June 21st.
Okay.
1823 was in print June 21st. 1827, June 20th.
All right.
And today
very good.
Is
you just have to keep track of that.
20, and today's the 25th, so I think we've met the 72-hour threshold, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's get started with 1815.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and members. Amy Costa with the Department of Finance. The first bill, AB 1815, is a Medi-Cal bill, and there will be some provisions in the next bill that deal with Prop 56, so I'll kind of go back and forth a little bit. But specifically in this bill, among the many provisions that do represent the Proposition 56 agreement between the administration and the legislature, there is $220 million for a loan assistance program. This is one of the administration's proposals shortly after May revise. This program is available until June 30th, 2025. Of the $220 million, $190 million is available for recent graduate physicians and $30 million for recent graduate dentists. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions of committee members on 1815. Any questions? We have a motion. Any public comment on 1815? There's a mic right here in the front. I see people coming forward.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Michelle Baca with the California Medical Association. I'd like to thank the administration and the committee for considering this issue. Loan repayment is very significantly important to recent graduates of medical school. As you know, oftentimes, students have many hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, so this will be very helpful towards that and for improving access in medically underserved areas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask that witness a question?
Would you come back? I'm sorry, Senator Nielsen has a question for you. You can have a seat right there at the...
Yeah, you may not know, but maybe someone else does. What are the terms of the loan repayment? We should know that. This is a budget committee. We should know what the terms of the loan repayment.
Ms. Costa, can you respond to that? Let's have Finance respond.
Senator Nielsen Guadalupe Manriquez with the Department of Finance. The terms of the loan assistance program are to be developed, the criteria. Department of Healthcare Services in consultation with stakeholders and the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development.
So we are ceding our authority to the agency to make any determinations on the terms of the loan. Is that right? The legislature just says, oh, well, you figure it out.
The Department of Healthcare Services will.
I know. That's been done. It's getting to be too much of a habit around here, though. That's the people's authority that we are ceding. And it's not inconsequent, the terms of a loan repayment.
I think what's significant, Senator, about the act that we're taking, and to remind members, I believe this is my bill that requires 2/3 vote, correct? Because we're basically amending Prop 56 to allow for the loan repayment program. And I appreciate your perspective in terms of the legislature, as you say, seceding our power and authority to state agencies. But for my perspective, on this one, I'd have to disagree with you. I think that there is a lane that we operate in as state policymakers, and that is to establish policy. There are any number of areas in this budget and in legislation where we recognize the role of state agency to operationalize the policy we set. And for me, I think I am comfortable in this example recognizing the role the State Department will play in developing kind of the nuts and bolts in terms of how to operationalize this policy.
Thank you.
Next witness, please.
Good morning, Brianna Pittman-Spencer with the California Dental Association. I want to echo the comments of my colleague with the Medical Association and just say that one of the things that we are very supportive of in this and the loan repayment is that there was a fair amount of underspend last year in the money that you allocated for physician and dentist rates. And so putting this money in the loan repayment in our mind really does fulfill the agreement that was made last year on top of sort of our excitement about this, the dollars that are available, because we do really think that it'll have a significant impact in the program. Also want to speak in support of the Health Plan of San Mateo Dental Medical Integration Pilot. We're very excited to see that go forward. Some opportunity to test something new and different. I'm really interested to see the savings that can come about when you do medical and dental integration and the dollars you can save on the medical side, because we know oral health is so important. So really appreciate that both of these issues were addressed and fully in support of the bill.
Thank you. Last witness.
Miria Valdez with Health Access California. Health Access is one of the sponsors, writers of Prop 56, help plan and advocate for passing the measure. And although we are, as last year, supportive of investments in provider rates, this year we are deeply disappointed that more of the money did not go towards coverage expansions, including for the undocumented and to end policies like the senior penalty this year through the budget. So this comment might have also be fitting an issue too, but we wanted to make sure that you know, you are aware that of the unallocated Prop 56 funds, we're very disappointed more of them didn't go towards coverage expansions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any final questions of committee members before we take a vote? We had a motion. Seeing none, please call the roll.
AB 1815, the motion is to pass. Senators Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
Reluctant, aye.
Nielsen, no, aye. Anderson? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Glaser? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone? Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
So we are missing members?
Three members.
We'll hold that item open. Thank you. Let's move on to the second item up for consideration today, please. AB 1822.
This is our budget bill, Junior, and it contains a number of technical fixes to the budget bill that we just passed. Most notably, this bill contains the provisions of the cap and trade in the Prop 56 agreements, which I just referenced. I'll start with the cap and trade expenditures. It's a total of $1.4 billion, which is slightly higher than our May revision dollar amount, and that's partially attributable to the fact that at publication of May revise, we didn't have the May auction revenues available to us. It also does denote that the administration has a slightly higher forecast number that we came to an agreement with the legislature during this discussion. Notable amongst the investments are $245 million for AB 617 community air protection, $20 million AB 617 for local air districts. There's actually $50 million total for this purpose, but we use some other special funds to get to that dollar amount, and $160 for healthy and resilient forest, as well as $25 million for local fire response. Additionally, this budget bill contains provisions, as I said, related to Proposition 56, about $1 billion for supplemental provider payments for physicians, dentists, and other providers, and $217.7 million for Medi-Cal program growth. As part of the Proposition 56 framework, $1 billion in Prop 56 funds for investments in supplemental payments, rate increases, and loan assistance programs, which I just talked about, are included. I should note that this is on top of what's already within the Budget Act within Prop 56, which is $1.24 billion, which includes the Medi-Cal program, as well as $7 million for a 50% rate increase for pediatric day health care facilities. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of committee members? Senator Nielsen.
What's the rationale and the reason for it being included in this budget, the maximum Cal grant to the for-profit? I think there are only about four institutions. Are they being singled out for some punitive reason, or is there some good budget reason?
Well, it does cost general fund dollars, and I would note that that particular provision was not included in the agreement reached between the legislature and the administration. We do have other provisions in the Cal grant for not-for-profit entities that have agreed to a transfer, a certain number of transfer students in the out years, and they will be receiving the increase. But there is a provision in here that would reduce the increase for the for-profit institutions, and I believe there's about four to five in the state.
I understand, but I understand these are very important institutions in terms of their teaching, if you will, practitioners that we need. We have a dearth of practitioners, and this makes it a little rougher for them, I would think. That's a rhetorical statement. Go ahead.
Senator Pan.
Madam Chair, I just want to, first of all, appreciate the work that the administration is putting into trying to get the Prop 56 money out, although I have to admit we did come up with a slightly different proposal through the Senate. Hopefully we can continue to work on making that happen. I appreciate the fact that we're going to be increasing preventative CPT codes to 100% of Medicare to try to, again, expand access to prevention as well as other codes as well. I know that's part of the proposal. Also, in terms of the physician loan repayment, hopefully that will, looking at focus on people who take high percentage of Medi-Cal, that will hopefully help increase workforce in our rural communities where there is often a challenge with trying to recruit physicians and dentists in those particular areas, and part of it because of high Medi-Cal rates. I would make note, an interesting, when you sort of follow the money around, though, is that we're doing physician loan repayment. A lot of our graduates, not all of them, but a lot of them are actually graduates of University of California, who actually loses $700 million, according to their testimony, each year on Medi-Cal. And then, of course, they raise tuition and so forth to help get money, and then now we're doing a loan repayment on Medi-Cal for them to take Medi-Cal patients. So it's kind of an interesting circle the money's going in, but appreciate the work that we're trying to do to expand access to Medi-Cal. Thank you.
Senator Wykowski.
On the cap and trade, sort of a mixed bag. I think generally on the AB 617, we were successful in getting a little bit more money in from the governor's proposal to help out the local air boards to do the monitoring of the equipment. We have a commitment. We sort of held our own ground for some relaxation of funding. You'll see that there's $20 million for science funding. We got some of that funding last year, and we kept that amount. Additionally, there was a lively discussion on the prescribed burns and the forestry, and there's a, while the dollars stayed, continued with the administration's number, there's a reorientation to remind us that CAL FIRE is forestry and fire and CAL FIRE. So there's a balance that needs to occur there. Finally, some little bitty things, the low-income weatherization project, we managed to save that so people can participate in that. The, what's it called? The wood stoves, you know, we maintained that. So it's not everything that the Senate wanted. I think, as Ms. Costas said, the $1.4 billion is reflective of the May auction that came in. You know, it's a compromise, I guess. I think we would have.
I would note, if I could, it's actually slightly higher than just reflective of the May auction. We actually have slightly increased our forecast.
Yeah. So those are my reviews, and we'll continue next year in the next round of budget negotiations.
Thank you, Senator Rutkowski. Any other questions before we open up to public comment? Anyone else? Seeing none, public comment.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Alfredo de Redondo, here on behalf of California Relief. This morning we distributed a letter with about 45 natural resource and urban forestry groups in support of the compromise package on the cap and trade expenditure plan. Agree with Senator Wachowski's comments that this is a compromise package. We understand the difficulty in having to make really tough decisions on which programs were funded and at which levels. But overall, we're really happy to see that existing programs that do sequester carbon, help with climate adaptation, and build community resilience were able to make it back in, including urban forestry, the wetlands program, urban greening, the coastal resilience program over at Coastal Conservancy, Climate Ready, and a couple of others. And just really happy to see this come to fruition in this way. Thank you.
Thank you.
And lastly, I would say on behalf of ASUL, really happy to see the continuation of the BCDC and Coastal Commission allocation out of cap and trade for their local planning dollars in climate adaptation. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Juan Altamirano with Audubon, California. I would like to associate myself with the comments from the previous commenter and just say that we're very thankful for the wetland money and the healthy soils money. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Beth Alasso on behalf of the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association and the California Poultry Federation, in support specifically of the ag diesel engine replacement funding and the food processing efficiency money and the dairy digester funding. Really, really important to help our community move forward and reducing our emissions and short-lived climate pollutants. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Lauren Noland-Hajic on behalf of California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association, California Fresh Fruit Association, California Tomato Growers Association, Western Ag Processors Association, California Dairies, Inc., and various other agricultural entities, very much in support of the funding for the replacement of ag diesel equipment for dairy digesters and methane reduction, and also for the food processors and renewable energy. These will help in those disadvantaged communities, providing jobs and also lowering our greenhouse gas emissions. So thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Fred Main on behalf of the Pediatric Day Healthcare Coalition, serving some of the most fragile, medically fragile children in the state, in support of the increase in the healthcare provider rates for those providers. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Tom Addison with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, here to speak in support of all the funding in this for air quality cleanup, for reducing emissions from a variety of sources, and to note that we very much appreciate the recognition that air districts have a substantial task, which is being funded in this, to do work to implement AB 617 of last year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Brendan Tuig on behalf of the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association. That's the executive officers from all 35 local air districts. We do appreciate the increased amount for AB 617 incentives, and we are particularly grateful for the AB 617 implementation funding and that recognition that comes with that of the need for ongoing sustained funding in order to keep the promise of AB 617. We appreciate that. And also just the prescribed fire funding for monitoring is also very helpful. And lastly, for wood stoves. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next witness.
Madam Chair, members, Jacob Moss on behalf of South Coast Air Quality Management District. I would like to echo the comments made by Mr. Tuig and Mr. Addison and just say thank you to all the members and staff who are involved in this process. It's been a lot of hours, a lot of time, and a lot of energy invested. So we greatly appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and members. Melissa Romero with the environmental group Californians Against Waste. We appreciate the funding included for CalRecycle's grant programs, although realistically the demand is far greater. And so we hope to work with the legislature to identify sustainable funding mechanisms to recycle the material we've already been collecting and to develop new composting infrastructure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Noelle Kramers with the California Farm Bureau Federation here in support of the funding for the ag diesel equipment replacements, the food processor, ag energy upgrades, and the dairy methane projects. We very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Steve Cooney with Western Dental in support. Worth waiting for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brianna Pittman-Spencer with the California Dental Association here in support of the Prop 56 allocations. Appreciate the proposal that was put forward by the Senate, which acknowledged a couple of our priorities. But just want to tip our hat to the department because we don't get to say this very often, did a phenomenal job of really being thoughtful and putting a lot of dollars towards some of the really outstanding needs that we've seen in the program. So really excited to have these dollars there.
Thank you. Next witness.
Michelle Baca with the California Medical Association, and also in support. Thank you very much to the administration as well for the increased funding. We think adding preventive codes will go a long way to helping additional beneficiaries obtain access to care in underserved areas, and look forward to seeing how all of that plays out. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Hi, good morning. Will Barrett with the American Lung Association. Wanted to appreciate the support for AB 617 implementation, the ongoing commitment to the transition of the vehicle sector to zero emission, and for the inclusion of the wood stove and increased monitoring for wood wildfires. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Final witness.
Mary Valdez with Health Access California. I want to repeat my comments from the previous item. Wanting to point out that I think we missed an opportunity to end policies like the senior penalty, where our low-income seniors will still have a share of a cost in Medi-Cal, an additional barrier to them getting access to care. In addition to hoping to see more monies from Prop 56 go towards coverage expansions like Health for All and helping to cover our undocumented and get to universal coverage. Thank you.
Thank you. Any final questions from members? Senator Nielsen.
Can somebody offer me the rationale for the tire recycling fee? Once upon a time, that was going to be a general fund. Why did it now end up being a tire tax?
Yeah, so Matt Almey, Department of Finance, one of the existing programs that is funded out of the tire fund is the Carl Meyer program. During the spring, we had a lot of robust discussion about a potential idea of using some tire funds to support fish and wildlife. That ultimately was not part of the budget. So the tire fund continues to support emission reductions in the Carl Meyer program. The ag diesel replacement program is really a similar purpose of the Carl Meyer program. It uses tire fund money to support diesel engine replacements of ag equipment and trucks, and it dovetails very closely with the existing program already supported by the tire fund.
Well, I may support this, but I do have objections to how you go shopping around for a little pot of money. I think that's what's happened here.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Move the bill.
Thank you. It's been moved. Please call the roll.
AB 1822, the motion is due pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
No, I guess I can't.
Anderson? Bell? Aye. Bell, aye. Glaser? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning? Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Nielsen, no.
Nielsen, no.
Thank you.
11-3.
The current vote is 11-3. We'll keep that item open. Moving on to 1827, No Place Like Home.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I mentioned earlier, this is a bill that the committee actually heard recently, and we had a robust discussion about the vote threshold required to make amendments. And so the bill before you now includes an amendment which would allow the legislature by a two-thirds vote to make amendments consistent with and in furtherance of this act. And my understanding is that we utilize the language directly from the proposition for this amendment. With
Thank
that, happy
questions.
To answer questions.
Senator Morlock.
Madam Chair, I just want to thank you for taking the amendment.
And you're welcome.
And at the appropriate time, I'd like to move the bill.
Excellent. Any other questions from committee members? Any public comment? We have a motion by Senator Morlock. Please call the roll.
AB 1827, the motion is due. Pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Anderson? Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Glaser? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning? Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Stone? Wykoski?
Aye.
Wykoski, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. 13-0.
The current vote on that is 13-0. If the sergeants would please call the offices of all the sitting members and tell them we will hold the roll open until 10:15. Thank you. Ms. Costa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Who did you, if we could open the roll and call the absent members for 1815. Please call the absent members.
Anderson, Glaser, Stone. Stone, aye. There's more. Senator?
There's more.
Oh, wait, no, he was here. He was here. He was here.
Madam Secretary, will you please call the absent members for AB 1827?
AB 1827, Anderson, Glaser, Monning,
aye.
Monning, aye.
22.
And will you please call the absent members for AB 1822?
1822, Anderson, Glaser, Monning,
aye.
Monning, aye.
We pulled. Can I have a quick conversation with you?
Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye.
Thank you. Could you give me the final vote on 1815?
16-0.
The vote is 16-0. That measure passes. Please call the absent members on 1822.
It be 1822. The motion is due pass. Anderson? Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. 13-3.
13-3. That measure passes. Will you please call the absent members on AB 1827?
AB 1827. The motion is due pass. Anderson? Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. 15-0.
15-0. That measure passes. Budget and Fiscal Review Committee is adjourned.